This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister arrived among the public in an open vehicle. Earlier, the Prime Minister visited the exhibition on good governance, women empowerment and culture of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai, organized by the Culture Department. In a short while from now, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Datia and Satna airports to enhance last-mile air connectivity in the region and lay the foundation stone for ghat construction projects worth over 860 crore rupees on the Kshipra River. The Prime Minister will also release the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadans. These Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans will serve as permanent facilities for Gram Panchayats, supporting good governance and rural development. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, which is currently on a visit to Colombia today, met Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Vivalancencio, and her senior colleagues dealing with the Asia-Pacific. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor said he expressed India's view of recent events and voiced disappointment at Colombia's statement, conveying heartfelt condolences to Pakistan. He added that the Colombian ministers assured him that the statement had been withdrawn and India's position was now properly understood and strongly supported. Mr. Tharoor said that India values very much the connection with BRICS, of which India is a founding member. He added that India is also very attached to the growth of the Global South, the countries of the developing world.
The President is quite correct. We value very much the connection with BRICS, of which we are a founding member. We are also very, very attached to the growth of the Global South, the countries of the developing world. And as far as India, which recently chaired the Global South, is concerned, we would love to march together on the adventure of development and progress.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP, Dr. Shrikant Eknath Sinde, has concluded their visit to Sierra Leone, while an all-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimori is currently on a visit to Latvia. In Mizoram, several people are feared dead after six houses, including a hotel, collapsed after a landslide triggered by heavy rain hit the Longthlai town. Officials said that the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. on Friday in the Bazar Weng and Chandmari areas. Rescue operations are underway, led by State Disaster Response Force and personnel from the 3rd Indian Reserve Battalion, with help from volunteers of the Young Lai Association, the largest civil society group in the district. More details are awaited. Mizoram has been experiencing heavy rain since Friday, leading to landslides and rockfalls in several areas. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a move aimed at bolstering public safety and disaster readiness, the directorates of SDRF and Civil Defence of Jammu and Kashmir would conduct a comprehensive civil defence mock drill across J&K today at 5 p.m. In wrestling, Indian grapplers clinched six medals, including four golds at the Ulaanbaatar Open 2025 in Mongolia yesterday. Paris Olympian Antim Panghal led the charge with a dominant 10-0 win in the women's 53kg category, defeating Natalia Malisheva. In the women's 57kg category, debutant Neha Sangwan stunned Olympian Volortua Kolariku 4-0 to grab the gold, while Muskan in the 59kg category and Harshita in the 52kg category also struck gold. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in the qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in the eliminator clash at Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.